from the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how you going?
Great, how are you?
Very good, very, very good. We've got some mean songs lined up today.
Do we?
We do.
Oh, great. Oh, my God.
What is this beautiful
now,
thing?
Now, some of you will know the group Fire. Fire with an exclamation mark.
Fire.
Fire. Yeah. It's a trio. Mats Gustafsson leads. Now, Fire Orchestra started about 4 or 5 years ago where the Fire Trio was expanded to a 28-piece band.
Wow, just a couple of people in that group then.
Yeah, but over the course of, there was three albums so far, Enter, Exit, and Ritual. Now there's a new one, and Fire Orchestra has cut its personnel way down to the bare bones of 14 members.
Wow.
Now, some of you are thinking, why is he talking about Fire Orchestra if he's playing Fire in the background? Well, this is a song that was originally on the last LP by Fire, which was called, God, I can't remember what it's called. It's the second to last one on side two. But on the new Fire Orchestra, you'll hear that it's changed soon. They've completely reconfigured it, and you'll really understand that when Miriam Valentine comes in. Miriam the Believer. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Wild Birds and Peace Drums, Miriam.
Oh.
Okay, so the two vocalists in Fire Orchestra have always been Miriam and Sophia Jernberg. Wait till you hear them on this one. So it's a new double album on the Room Gramophone label.
This track is called Dressed in Smoke, Blown Away.
It is now, yeah.
So what was it originally called?
Something else.
A different name.
Something else, Red and Brown. I can't remember exactly the full title. So you can hear at the moment, it sounds like not a million miles away from Fire Trio. We've got the there's keys, which you wouldn't normally hear there.
Oh, is this Miriam?
This is both of them.
Both of them. Wow, that is nice. That is a good sound.
Oh, yeah.
There are some good sounds in this. So how long have these guys been around for, Troy? Wow. Oh, my God. The vocals of this. This is cool.
To answer your question, it's about a decade, I think. Although Fire Orchestra, I think only 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
But Fire...
Fire's been around for about 10.
Yeah. Don't try to collect everything Mats Gustafsson appears on. You'll be spending thousands of dollars a week. So, as you can hear now, strings are to the fore.
Yeah.
Now, on this record, on, say, Ritual, where there was a gigantic barrage of sound the whole time. With the strip down, you can hear stuff like those strings, and the strings are really... But listen now.
What? This is so cool. So this was recorded in Stockholm?
Yes. They are a Swedish-based group of mostly Swedish people. A couple of Norwegians.
So there's a lot of strikes through the O's and the names in this, yeah.
So I've been looking forward to this one for ages. And we've just got it in now. I think it actually came out worldwide a few weeks ago. It just took them ages to get it to us.
It also says it includes a CD.
Oh, yeah, CD as well in there. Which I've been hammering in the car. It sounds good.
This is great. You've definitely sold this one to me.
Nice.
Very cool.
And now that you've opened that door, can dive back to all the rest of the fire things before bankrupting yourself trying to buy everything that Matt's is on. Yeah, this is fun. Arrival is the name of it on the Rune Gramophone label from Norway.
Yeah, just looking at the list of instruments here, two voices, three violins, cello, trumpet, oboe, bass clarinet, contrabass clarinet. There's also a BB clarinet, an alto saxophone, baritone sax, keyboards, bass, electric bass, drums.
See,
just
I told
a few
it was,
instruments
it was
there.
Stripped down. Told you it was
it's
hardly
the stripped
anything.
Back version.
Sarah, you're quiet. You have a problem with this?
No, I love it. It's
she's just basking
you put
in it.
You put a good bass line underneath anything and I'm sold, basically. And this has the, you know, bare bones, very sinister, repetitive bass line. It's great. The track you mentioned before is written on the back. Dressed in Smoke, Blown Away, which is what we're listening to now. It's formerly known as To Shave the Leaves in Red and Black.
Oh, in Red and Black, not Red and Brown.
Black.
Yeah, there you go.
To Shave the Leaves.
Yep. Hey, you remembered which track it was and on which side. That's more than I can for something I played yesterday.
Well, as we were talking about before, if you scroll if you scroll too far
when you're backing out
and you're trying to back out songs, you're like, oh, that was 3 minutes ago and I can't remember what that was now.
And before that we had
another song.
Something.
Yeah. This is also a very long song. Shall we zoom into
yeah, let's
the
zoom
next
into
one?
The next thing. The next thing, let's go to that piece of vinyl over there.
Oh shit, I just pushed the other one.
I can fix that.
Oh well, okay, we can stay here. Shall we do this instead?
Yeah, we'll stay here.
Right.
Oh.
This is new on Brownswood.
That's not where I thought that sound was gonna go.
No.
So this is Skinny Palembe?
Correct. Dreaming is Dead Now. That's the name of the new album. You probably heard a couple of singles last year, No Blacks, No Dogs, No Irish, and Spit Swallow.
Okay. Yep.
So this is a young fellow. I guess he's in his early 20s.
He's got some monkeys on the cover.
Well,
are we trying to work
pretend.
Out if they're fake?
You didn't think that was going to happen either, did you?
I did not. This is a gravelier sound than I was expecting, I think.
Okay.
In his voice.
Okay, so what you have here, what is this? Psychedelic folk?
Yeah.
Electronic? I don't know. But it's... Sarah, no?
No, I have no idea either. I played My Love Is Burning Down on my show on Saturday, and I don't know what to call it either.
You still don't know?
And that's fine.
No, that's good.
I like it when you can't.
We
yeah.
don't need to put a category on, nope. on everything, but it is a wonderful listen.
I remember, I think it was last year, it might have been in The Wire magazine or something, there was like a short... one of those short interview things with him where it said that what his favourite records were at different times and that, and it appears that Mr. Palembe likes stuff like The Jam and the Style Council and Grandmaster Flash, and then it just piled on from there, Cannibal Ox, all sorts of stuff. And it's like, okay, like the way you didn't take just one of those things and base yourself on that.
No, you've gone and just pulled a bit from everywhere.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
This track almost sounds like Tricky, whereas some of the other stuff on the album is really, I don't know, old school experimental beat making. Or
good names on these tracks as well. Gonna Buy a Car Today, yeah. As you said, No Blacks, No Dogs, No Irish. Dreaming is Dead Now. There's just some, yeah. I'll Be on Your Mind.
Why is that funny?
Without, I don't know. They're just. I think it's when you see them
We've
all
given
together.
Given him migraine drugs, Troy. That's yeah. right.
I'm still
without a doubtful shadow. They're just like, you know, quite
I
like
quite
that.
Like 10-4, good friend.
So Brownswood are on a roll as usual. Coming up next month, we've got the new. Remember the great We Out Here compilation. Snapshot of British Jazz, right?
Oh, yep.
2 years ago. There's the follow-up to that. Guess what it's a snapshot of? You're not going to believe this. Melbourne jazz.
Whoa!
And I thought, oh no, until I listened to it. But we'll come to that later.
What a great teaser!
Skinny Palembe, that was Dreaming Is Dead Now on Brown's Word. What is this on the vinyl? What does that sound like already?
Already.
Dun, dun. Oh, yep. Bit of Burial. What's the name of this track?
Claustro is the A-side. And,
whoa. This is cool. We were just talking about this off air. I feel like it's... I don't listen to heaps of Burial, but when I do like listening to Burial, it's the kind of ambient side of things. But yeah. This is cool.
Well, the other side is the ambient side. My favourite ever Burial track is Subtemple, and the B-side of this, State Forest, is more along those lines, rather than a sort of skittery, garagey throwback thing, which is still cool because it sounds haunted, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the voice? I don't know. Is it Brandy again? I have no idea.
Sounds like Sugar Babes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. I'm ready. And I like this. I'm enjoying the sort of like garage throwback vibes that are coming out like from a lot of people at the moment. The sort of like, oh, here's a little bit of the 90s back again and whatever song it is that you're listening to. I do quite like that. Amelia's arrived in the door. Enjoying this?
I'm just interested.
Just interested. Just interested.
You know, a lazier person than Burial would have, you know how there's always these like vinyl pops and crackles, yep, through. A lazy person would use the same one all the time. I've gone and checked. It's different on every single release.
So
it has different vinyl noise on all of it.
So that's actually on the track. It's not the actual vinyl.
No, it's on the track. This is very nice pressed at the Optimal plant in Germany.
Oh, nice.
So it's a very nice pressing, but yeah, it's...
It's got the kind of cover that I remember Jin, who does the 1-4 on Tuesdays, once moaning about how lots of like indie bands or like shoegazy bands and stuff like that will just have like an enigmatic cover that has no like labels or anything on it. I think he was specifically annoyed by Wand's Plum, which had that like cloud on it. And this is kind of a little bit in that vein. It's sort of like a...
It definitely looks like a Hyperdub release though.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Quite, almost a white label, but yeah, I've put a thing on it.
Yeah, I've put a thing on it.
Weirdly enough, it's the first Burial release since those two albums that's had a picture sleeve. Otherwise,
okay,
Everything's been in a black cover with the cutout middle, even the 10-inch. Uh-oh.
Amelia's closed her eyes and is nodding her head. Two thumbs up from Amelia. Two thumbs up for Burial from Amelia.
Do you want to flip? Do you want to hear
something?
Should
we flip the other side? Yeah, we can do that.
Because I don't want to spoil the surprise of what happens in the last 16 bars or something on that one. The other side, like I said, it's called State Forest. And as pointed out, there is no information whatsoever on the sleeve. There is a barcode on the back and then that rotor or whatever the hell it is on the front. So I've no idea what State Forest he's talking about, even if he is talking about a State Forest. No, you've got it correct. This is how it is.
I was like, have I put it on? me with my brows furrowed. This is the thing. Ooh.
Too much ketamine in your East London flat and the neon outside your window won't stop buzzing.
I get it, but I like to think that he's just used his imagination.
I guess. No, you're right.
Definitely.
My limited brain is not an insult to Mr. Burial.
Or Mrs.
10-4. 10-4, good friend.
10-4, good friend. This is beautiful.
Oh, now, listen. And yes, Sarah, the answer is it does sustain this exactly for about 6.5 minutes.
Is it like a Russian state forest?
Well, I don't know.
Like Pripyat or something? Well, you know?
This is the thing, isn't it? It doesn't sound like a state forest like a Yellowstone or something.
No, no.
You would think it's Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
It sounds cold.
It does sound very cold. I think I need a jacket after this. Somewhere near a monastery, maybe? The monks well, chanting in the background?
There was some footsteps right at the beginning that we might not have heard correctly. Were they coming from the forest or going into the forest?
You can hear some sticks there, I think. Sarah's covering her face. Shut up, Rachel.
It's fine. Just really taking us on a journey.
This is beautiful, though. So remind us of the three albums you've brought us today.
All right. Well, what we're hearing now is the brand new single from Burial, not out till tomorrow worldwide.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
All of the vinyl is sold out from the source.
Oh, shit.
As usual, Hyperdub do an amount of Burial. It sells, pre-sales worldwide. We've got a few in the shop.
Don't be a fool then.
No, don't
You
be.
Can't even bloody Run. Rip it because we spoke all over it.
Exactly. Why do you think we do this? Skinny Palembe, Dreaming is Dead Now, brand new on Brownswood. It's a cool record.
I like that one.
And the fantastic Fire Orchestra.
I think that's my fave of the day today. I'm putting that as my pick for fave of the day. Yep.
Well, I think you're going to like the whole thing. I didn't tell you about a couple of, for the first time I've done covers. Apart from covering Fire themselves, there's a tune called Blue Crystal Fire, which is a Robbie Barshow composition. And then it finishes with a song that I thought, I was listening to it, I thought, this is they're covering Robert Wyatt. How amazing, they're doing a Robert Wyatt song. And then I looked at the credits, I'm like, oh, it's actually a Chic song that Robert Wyatt must have covered at some point.
Oh my God.
But you'd never know that it was Chic.
I do like it when a band just usurps the original by making their cover more iconic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Troy. Thanks for bringing those up. Race along to Southbound, especially if you want the Burial, because that will go very, very quickly, I feel.
In fact, they'll all go relatively quickly. The Fire Orchestra, Room Gramophone, what they do is they manage to press, I don't know how many, 500 of anything, and then once it's gone, they delete it.
Oh, what? So, that's brutal.
We often get people coming and going, oh, I'd like the Enter by the Fire Orchestra. Well, you're only about 4.5 years too late, but... There'll be a new one coming along soon.
Well, don't sleep.
This is like share trading.
That's terrifying.
So there's a second-hand market for all of these records. Jesus.
Well, thank you, Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.